Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. We've got a great, great program for you here today. How do I know that? Well, I think most of them are pretty great. But today we have Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Good.
Sherry and I were just in Nashville together. We were filming a panel with two of our network therapists, and then also Nicole C. Nordeman,
amazing. Or Nicole C. Mullins.
Sorry about that. Yes. Yeah, and it was fantastic. Everybody had a story to tell about the impact of a man's behavior on their life, and it was just fantastic. And you did a great job, Sherry.
Thanks.
But Sherry's not the only one that's here today. Dr. Daniel Amen is here, and we are so glad that he is. Dr. Amen, welcome back. Welcome back to your second home, or third.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Sherry.
Hey.
It's a joy to be with you both.
Same here.
Now, it is an honor whenever a book is elevated to gift of any amount status. You know, a lot of times the person will be on and we'll say, well, if you want to buy it, we've got it at the warehouse there in Dallas. But a gift of any amount, we're going to send you a copy of The End of Mental Illness. And it's just packed with information. It is very, very fascinating. And, you know, just little tidbits. For instance, just the little paragraph on where the term head shrinking came from. It could have been Hollywood. It could have been another source. But Dr. Amen, why do they talk about psychiatrists shrinking heads? That's something that's done in another country. But anyway, why do they say that?
Well, it's how to sort of limit people. You know, what? How can we get almost shrink who you are into these simple concepts when it's way more complicated than that?
Yeah.
And came from Hollywood, if you can believe it. And it diminishes our profession, which is sad for me, because mental health professionals do so much more.
Yeah, they really do. And to me, it's much more of an expansion of understanding. I just am always fascinated when, in working with a therapist, I come across something, and even just my wife is able to point it out, that this thing here is linked to that thing there, and if that thing there hadn't happened, this thing here wouldn't be so troublesome or wouldn't trigger me. And I think a lot of folks never take the time to go back and find what was it back there that has now led to this here.
And you know what's interesting, Steve, as you say that, I think that most of us have a shrunken view of our brain. You know, it's we don't see it. It's on the inside of our noggin, right? Our skull. And so because it's not our nose or our lips or our elbow or our knee, we don't think about looking at it. But that's really what you've done, Dr. Amen, is you've taken the time to look at it and to make it simply understandable. And so here we are. We have a best-selling book that we're offering a gift of any amount. That's a pretty good deal here today.
It's a pretty good deal. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, Lisa will go right to you. You're listening to New Life Live, and you could join us. You could be part of this. 1-800-229-3000. Why don't you come join us? We'd love to have you.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. By the way, if you didn't hear the program where I was talking about the whole issue of racism, I think I've gotten more emails and notes on that, and every one of them was positive. Surely there's a negative person out there, but, you know, it's always a risk, and I'm really grateful for the folks that texted and emailed. Also, I want to mention on the 24th of this month, I'm on Focus on the Family again. They're re-airing that program on the male perspective on abortion. I think it's third time. But anyway, I hope you'll tune in for that. A lot of stuff going on in the pro-life area. And then, before we go to the call, July 31st and August 1st, Promise Keepers. And I'm one of the speakers there, and we have our panel with Dr. Keffer and our other therapist. And that's July 31st, August 1st. Go to promisekeepers.com, and you can sign up for that. Well, let's go to one of my favorite places, Des Moines, Iowa, and we're going to talk with Lisa. Lisa, how you doing, and how could we help today?
Hi, I'm doing great. I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Sure.
I have a 17-year-old son that we just found out has been smoking pot, and he told us he's been doing it since school has started last year. He's been diagnosed with dysthymia, attention deficit, and dyslexia. So, Dr. Amen, I'm really interested in hearing your point with the brain and everything. A little twist in everything that's been going on. My husband and I separated in October, and we were lucky enough to hook up with New Life. My husband went to Every Man's Battle, and I went to Restore, and have been doing so much better since we've gone to that.
Awesome.
So I think that definitely was a trigger for him.
So you told him what Dad was going to do? You told him what Dad was going to do or the reason for the separation or not?
I actually got partial disclosure in June, so the kids knew we were going to therapy. And then full disclosure was in October, and that's when we separated.
Okay.
So the kids got hit with that in October.
So what is the question for Dr. Amen? What would you like him to focus on for you?
Well, we started therapy with my son actually as of yesterday. I just want to know his thoughts with the brain and the connection, you know, what comes to mind right away when he hears about all this, and is there any other things we should be doing? You know, connections with Christian counseling. What else can we do?
Well, I'm so happy you called, and so happy you're taking it seriously. Unfortunately, many parents don't take it seriously because they're still smoking pot. So, for a developing brain, it's a disaster. We know it increases the risk of psychosis 450% for people who are vulnerable. Teenagers who smoke pot have a higher risk of anxiety, depression, and suicide in their 20s. And the question I would have is, so why? What is he or she trying to medicate? And if it's underlying anxiety, if it's underlying stress, are there better ways to help him with that? There are better ways to help him with that. But I always tell my patients this phrase, we want to be curious, not furious. So when you find out your child is smoking pot, rather than yell and scream and get hysterical, not helpful, but to be a really good listener as far as why. And drug tests now are so widely available. You can get them at Rite Aid or Walgreens or whatever. If you are not sure that he's sober, I would test him on a regular basis, and I would tie privileges to clean tests. I would be, I'm very serious about the health of your brain. Oh, by the way, your brain's not finished developing until you're 25. So I'm just not okay with you poisoning it, because it's not going to be good for the rest of your life. And one of the reasons God gave you parents is they need to be your frontal lobes, that front third of your brain involved with focus, forethought, judgment, impulse control, that parents need to be a child's frontal lobes until theirs develop around 25. And so not hysterical, not angry, curious, but also clear to tie privileges to sobriety.
So, Lisa, just a couple of additional words here. Sometimes I get a little bugged that my parents didn't force me to practice piano, because I would have a brain that knows how to play the piano if they had forced me to do what I wasn't able to do on my own. Now, my point is this. He's either going to be angry at you now, or in 20 years, it's going to be like me in piano lessons. He's going to say, come on, Mom, Dad, why didn't you stop me from doing this? Because look at my brain now. I'm early Alzheimer's or whatever it would be, early dementia. It just isn't. Look at all the judgment problems I've had because you guys didn't do what you needed to do to get me to stop smoking pot. And I don't know if you heard that statistic, 450% greater chance for psychosis. Now, just go back from that and look at all the other things. And I'll tell you, I can tell you that I don't know of any person that I've ever known where pot smoking led them to a wonderful, productive, fulfilled life. It is always a symptom of a need. Sherry, your thoughts here for Lisa.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, I loved Dr. Amon's question, because he's looking at the what behind the why. And context is everything. In my book, Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal, I do a chapter called The Dirty Dozen. And one of the impacts of trauma is actually to family and their kids. And so the timing of when he started was a year ago, right around when things were disrupting in your home. And oftentimes our kids, because they pick up on the stress, sometimes they know what it's about, that sometimes they don't know what it's about, but they have problems sleeping. They are afraid that the family is going to break up. They're going to divorce. And so marijuana is a depressant, meaning it shuts the brain down. If he was having problems sleeping at night, he might be using it to either quiet his mind to sleep or to kind of manage some of that anxiety that is trauma-induced anxiety from the sexual acting out and the betrayal. And so this is the deal I want you to think about, too, is whatever your son's brain looked like before the introduction of betrayal, whether he had ADHD or dyslexia, when he uses marijuana, that's going to make his ADHD worse. It shuts down that prefrontal cortex. It shuts down that boss of his brain. And it might even be playing into the dysthymia, or he might be, which is kind of a low-grade depression, or he might be using it to manage it. So he's got some anxiety and depression, maybe very much connected to the impact of betrayal in the home. And so I wouldn't negate that. He needs your assurance, and he needs your husband's assurance more than anything right now, as well as intervention because of his acting out and using marijuana to probably calm his brain.
Lisa, a couple of questions for you. One is, are you secure now in your husband's recovery? Is he helping you to feel confident that he's on the right track?
Yes, it's been amazing. You know, we both, coming back from New Life, we ended up with a one-on-one therapist. We ended up with a small group therapist. And then we go to marriage counseling. And Sherry, your book's awesome. We're actually reading it in my small group right now. So I know exactly about that chapter. It's been so helpful.
And then
and
one other question.
So
no, go
honest.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Your son's been honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, you guys nailed it. That's exactly what he said. He said, when I smoked pot, I didn't have to worry about you guys.
Totally.
And, you know, that just breaks your heart.
Yeah.
But to hear that, you're like, okay, now let's move forward. Let's get all our ducks in a row, just like we did with my husband's and my betrayal. And what do we need to do?
Well, so I want to suggest something that you think about. Everybody going down to one of Dr. Amen's clinics and getting his brain scanned and getting him much. For me, it helps you to become that champion for your brain. You're doing everything you can to make it the best, not just getting by. And then one final thing, Lisa, I would just say this. Any amount of time your husband can spend just listening to him. And that might mean sitting with him in 10 minutes of quiet to hear one little thing. I think that at 17 and what you've been through, giving him permission to ask any question he wants to ask, giving him time from the dad especially, I know you're there for him, but it can really be a healing thing. So I'm going to send you this book by Dr. Amen. I hope you like it.
Awesome.
And thank you. For calling us, and you know, I just think if you've got a teenager and they're living at home and you're letting them do stuff that, you know, is just not healthy, you're really kind of aiding and abetting a crime on their own life in the future. Don't do that. Don't enable any kind of evil going on in your home. Let's go to Liz from. Liz, where are you from? You listen on the app.
Columbia, Missouri.
Columbia, Missouri. Welcome. And you have a question for, I understand you're a Club New Life member. Thank you. You have a question for Dr. Amen.
Yes, it's an honor to be able to ask Dr. Amen. Dr. Amen, you talk about falling in love with your brain. How do I fall in love with my brain?
I love that question. Thank you so much for asking it. So the first thing is you realize it controls everything you do, how you think, how you feel, how you act, how you get along with other people. Your brain is the organ of learning, loving, behaving, character, personality, and most importantly, it's the organ of every decision you make. And when it works right, you work right. And when it doesn't, there's trouble in your life. Yet most people never care about their brain because you can't see it. You can see the wrinkles in your skin or the fat around your belly. And you can do something when you're unhappy with that. But it really wasn't until I saw my own brain about 30 years ago that I went, oh, that's not good. I can make it better. And just that one thought changed everything in my life. So why do you ask, Liz?
Because I've heard you say it, and I don't... I can intellectually agree with everything you say, but I can't feel the feeling of loving myself or my brain or...
Wow, Liz, so love your honesty in that. Hey,
yeah.
love your honesty. It just makes me wonder about you a little bit in light of either two things, one of two things, growing up where you felt unseen, unheard, unloved, like a latchkey kid, or growing up in a home where there was so much abuse, so much chaos, that you had to shut down a part of your heart just to cope, get up in the morning, and try to make it through the day.
All right, 1-800-229-3000. That's our number. We'll take a break and come back with more with Liz from Columbia, Missouri. We'll be back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Over 300,000 of the matching fund has been matched. We've got about 40,000 to go. A gift of any amount, we're going to match it, and you're going to get a copy of The End of Mental Illness. If there was ever one book you'd want to read about your brain, this would be it, because it's so interesting. And you'll see how, over the centuries, how you would have been treated at every different stage there, whether it was drilling a hole in your head, frontal lobotomy, bottle in front of you, whatever it was. I mean, it's in here. It's really fascinating. Now, we're talking with Liz. And she's having a hard time with the feeling of being in love with her brain. And Sherry, you're talking about some other things beyond that or beneath that.
Yeah, you said your brain or yourself. So what's happened, I guess? Just give us a little snippet.
Okay, I like Steve's joke about bottle in front of me. That was good. So both of those things that you said are true. I was invisible in terms of having feelings, but I was, Dad was my first sexual abuser, not my Aww. Last and not my worst.
Oh my goodness,
my worst
girl.
Abuser was the guy who led me to Christ.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Wow. Wow. So, you know how Dr. Amen started the conversation with the brain that controls everything you do? The brain even controls dissociation. It has a somewhat of a compartment in it that stores highly charged emotional memories. And so that compartment can be somewhat like a refrigerator that has Tupperware containers with goo. This is the painful traumas that happen to us. And they get stuck in there. And they kind of ooze and get stinky over time. And so for you to engage in some deeper therapy, some deeper trauma work, in order to get to touch those events, you can't ever relive them, but touching them, feeling them, waking up to them in a setting that's safe, where you can find your heart again and your voice again, is how we heal.
How much have you done, Liz, in trauma therapy or working with a specialist in any area on all of this? Because, man, that is just tragic.
It's
to
horrible.
Hear about your past.
So painful.
My therapist was just starting EMDR when we went on the COVID thing, and
okay.
she is still not meeting in person because she has a high risk and her husband is high risk.
Okay. Well, when you can, it's so great that you've started that after all this time. I'm so happy for you. I'm really thrilled because I've had a trauma specialist work with me. I saw the results pretty instant. Actually, it was crazy. So I hope you'll continue that. Let me send you this book, The End of Mental Illness, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. And God bless you, and thank you so much for calling us. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to be on with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Daniel Amen. Let's go to, how about we talk to Dean, and he listens on WTLN. Hey, Dean, how are you today?
Hey, good. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it a lot.
Sure, yeah.
Listen to you guys as much as I can. So,
thank you.
I've called in once before, so this is probably my second time. You're welcome. So I have a question actually about my wife. She has MS, multiple sclerosis, and she's had it for over 25 years, and of course in the beginning it was not that bad, but she has progressively gotten worse over the probably the past year and a half, to the point where she, you know, is having a hard time walking around and just getting around, and fatigue is her number one enemy in her life right now. That's just beating her up bad, and she's, you know, it's affecting her emotionally and,
yeah,
and spiritually and so forth, and just interaction with the family. And so she's gotten to the point where she's just trying to find out anything she can about MS and any, you know, natural type cures that might help her. And so okay, she's trying to do some diet changes, and she doesn't know if that's going to help or not. And then she's found this book that she's been reading about a lady who had MS years ago, and has developed a device, an electronic device that she made or had someone make, that sends some kind of electronic signal through your body to, I guess, change some kind of electrical chemistry or impulses to help bring healing. And supposedly it worked for her, and we don't know if this is going to work or not. It's something she's actually making, an electronic device. So,
well, what's your question for Dr. Amen?
So what I'm trying to find out is, you know, what I can do or what she can do, possibly do, to help deal with this part of her condition right now, to be on a better path, to get better healing for herself. And I just don't want her to go on, you know, rabbit trails trying to find this and that and the other thing that may or may not help her, and just, you know, try to find some balance in all of this and what, okay, I can do to help support her in that,
okay,
in that whole process.
Well, let's see what Dr. Amen has to say about MS and alternative treatment. What do you think, Dr. Amen?
Sure. So one of my best friends had a wicked, highly progressive form of MS, and she was in a wheelchair, and she's like, okay, I hate this, and actually ended up getting a master's degree in nutrition and went on an elimination diet, eliminated gluten, corn, soy, dairy, right, artificial dyes and sweeteners, and sugar. Gotcha. And I actually have her brain 10 years apart. And, you know, in an MS brain, they see these plaques. The plaques decreased over,
right,
time. She's not in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. She's so much better. I don't know about the electrical device, but I do know that,
right,
her brain's in trouble. And it,
right,
needs to be placed in a healing environment. And in the end of mental illness, actually go through the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. And MS is an autoimmune disorder.
We'll be right back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the Transformation Welcome Gift, which includes a personal-sized Life Recovery Bible, a Life Recovery Journal, and 5 Life Recovery Workbooks. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life Video Library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry, with the hope that it, not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Amen will be here for another hour and a half, so you could join us. And here we are talking one of these sad situations, wife, MS, 25 years. And Dr. Amen, you're talking about a friend of yours actually had some success by putting the brain in the most safe, healthy environment possible. I think you were about to talk about some of the risk factors that you put into the end of mental illness that maybe Dean and his wife could try to avoid.
Well, I think whenever you have an illness like MS, and you can also put Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, it's like, well, why is my body not healthy? And there are so many reasons why that actually
going after the risk factors. And that's the whole point behind the end of mental illness, is if you want to keep your brain healthy or rescue it if it's headed to the dark place, and MS would be a dark place, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. And one of them is immunity and infections. And MS is classically described as an autoimmune disorder where your body begins to see your brain as the enemy. And it's like the worst in friendly fire. And so why is your immune system overactive and upset? And is it because you have been exposed to mold, heavy metals, or is your body sensitive to things like gluten, dairy, corn, soy, artificial dyes, and sweeteners? And so my wife had MS. First thing I do is put the whole family on an elimination diet. And people go, oh, but there's nothing else to eat. Yet there are 10,000 other things to eat, right? It's a mind shift, but MS will steal her life. And so clearly worth, I would start with diet. I get a copy of the End of Mental Illness and then work through those risk factors.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you, and I hope that it's going to be a blessing to you. But I really think, you do everything you can with good medical care, and then you do everything else that you can. And I really do think it's a family project to limit the stuff that may really exacerbate the problem or cause it to be extended. Maybe there is something that could provide some improvement. Let's go to Larry Sonnenberg. Larry's in the studio, and Larry, we've had a lot of folks come along and help us match that matching fund. We've got a little left, though, don't we?
Yeah, we've got $40,000 left, and we made good progress. When you figure we started at 370s.
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody, but we need a little more. So if you can help us, God bless you, and thank you. And I want to come back to the giving in a minute, but it's Every Man's Battle Week here. Saturday is the day. And yep. I want to encourage some guys by reading a little testimony. And this attendee said, this week I learned that I'm not alone. I learned biblical specifics I didn't understand before. I also learned that there are many things out of my control, but that what I do have control of, I need to exercise with integrity and intention. Sexuality is sacred and needs to be reserved for my wife alone. Above that, my goal with my wife ought to be true intimacy, to know her, to understand her, to serve her with humility. If God chooses to lift me back up, that's His decision. Fidelity and life are inseparable. So guys, men, this Saturday, your life can change. You've been struggling for a long time, some of you guys for 30, 40 years, some of you younger guys, maybe just a few weeks or several months, but this is a Saturday that can change your life, introduce you to other men who will have your back, who will be your lifelong supporters. So please call us, find out about it, and come to it.
It's just so amazing that in one day, everything literally could change, and you could have the marriage you wanted. You could be the man of integrity you want to be, and it's a day. It's not a week. I've just got an email from some folks. They're doing month-long programs and leaving their jobs, and you don't have to do that. You really ought to try it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about that.
Steve, one other thing about giving. We had a supporter yesterday, a Club New Life supporter, and she was given a good amount every month, a couple hundred dollars. And she called and indicated that she now has to take her monthly giving away from us and use it for a ministry that's reaching out to help COVID people. Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that God is doing that through New Life. Whether you're poor, whether you're poor in spirit, God wants to help those people. And New Life is doing that every day on the radio program, every day in counselors' offices. People who are just depressed, angry, suffering, stuck, don't know what to do, they get help from this ministry. It's through the COVID crisis as well. So I just want to encourage you, don't think that we're not doing anything for COVID. We're doing a lot of help for a lot of people with emotional issues.
We've never reached more people than we're doing right now. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to find out about what we're doing or you can help us, please do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the phone number to call. Let's go. How about we talk with Barb? She's calling us from South Dakota. Listens on the internet. Hi, Barb. How are you? Welcome.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited. I can talk to you guys.
Yeah.
I listen
What's
to
going
you
on?
All the time. Thanks so much.
Sure.
My husband has cancer, multiple myeloma. We learned about it a year ago, March. He's been in various treatment forms. And about 6 months ago, he had a total personality change. He went from a talkative, telling stories, writing his life. He's a project guy to no talking. Just sits and watch TV all day. Mm. And I've tried so many different things. We've gone to counseling and gotten, he's on an antidepressant, and I even stopped the therapy just because it seemed like it was that's what was making it happen. And nothing seems to have really helped.
Okay.
He's had a CAT scan about February, thinking maybe it was something in his brain that, a tumor or something that multiply myeloma. Anyway, that was clean, and I don't know what else to do.
Okay.
His personality is like he's not there anymore. And I know that there's some cognitive issues with cancer in treatment, so I don't know what to do. I'm kind of at a standstill about what more can I do.
Yeah. Dr. Amon, what are you thinking here? Any help you can be to her?
Well, I mean, we should send her the end of mental illness.
We will.
Because what you want to do is go, so why? Is it a chemo brain? And they often don't tell you about that. But I've scanned, more than 1,000 chemo brains over the years. That chemotherapy is toxic for cancer. It's supposed to be, but it also can be toxic for healthy tissue, such as the brain. It can also disrupt some of the hormone systems. And so making sure you check his thyroid, his testosterone, and just because one antidepressant, because, it was my first thought, too, before you mentioned antidepressant, it's like, oh, I wonder if he's depressed. But depression isn't one thing. And so they may put him on Lexapro or Prozac or Zoloft when that may not be what he needs. He may do better with a more stimulating antidepressant, such as Wellbutrin. But looking at his brain, if you're doing all the things that you know to do and he's still not himself, his personality's different, has no energy, no motivation, then getting a look at his brain in another way. The CAT scan was great to make sure he didn't have cancer, but also looking at blood flow and activity, that's what we do at our 8, soon to be 9, clinics across the country.
Okay, I'm glad that you called. I will send you the end of mental illness. Sherry, you have a comment for
her? I just have a word picture, and I so appreciate what you said, Dr. Amon. I mean, if you think about neurotransmitters in our brain and you look at them like blades of grass, really thin, healthy blades of grass, and to treat the chemo, it's like somebody came in and not only stomped on the cancer cells, but it's like stomping on the grass in your brain. And so those neurotransmitters can be stunted. And they, Dr. Amon, you talk about the healing environment. I, even at your clinic, when I was there for 5 years, I saw people come back to life from mold, toxic mold, from cancers, from depression that was life debilitating. And so truly, if we take our brain seriously and we put it into a place of repair, people can, like blades of grass, come to life again.
Yep, they sure can. So, we'll be back right after this. 1-800-229-3000. From smoking grass to stomping on grass. It's all right here.
The find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We're glad you're with us. 1-800-229-3000. Another program after this. Right before the break, the topic of, you know, Sherry brought up the topic of mold, that you could find out that you have mold. And when I went to the clinic, Dr. Amon, if you remember, you were just looking at some things and you wondered about that. Well, I had the test done, which was interesting, and I had black mold inside of me, and I had to get that stuff out. There's a detoxing process that removes the mold, and I'm so glad, because I don't want to be moldy inside my brain. But just talk about that. I mean, I think it's something people think it's not that big a deal when they have a little mold here or there, but it is a big deal, isn't it?
It's a really big deal because it's a neurotoxin. It's toxic to your brain. And like, I'm a psychiatrist. Why do I care about mold? Because when I would look at my patients' brains, and I'm like, oh, they look like they're an alcoholic, or they look like they're a drug addict, but they didn't drink and didn't do drugs. And then I realized it could be environmental toxins like heavy metals, like mercury, or mold. And when we got rid of the mold, when we detoxed them, their brains looked better, and they felt better. So have you had a flood in your house, or have you experienced mold? Have you even thought about it? If you struggle with rashes or brain fog or depression that is not clearly related to emotional stresses, mold's one of the primary things people should talk about. In the end of mental illness, there's a whole chapter on toxins and the impact of toxins on brain function. It's a major cause of psychiatric problems that most psychiatrists actually never even test for.
Well, you know, I have a friend who was raised in a town near a lead mining plant, and the town has been totally condemned, and she had early onset Alzheimer's. And, you know, that's one of the things about getting the kind of blood work done that you suggest, is you could find that you're carrying around some chemicals that need to be removed from your system. And so if you're struggling and you've tried everything, you know, Dr. Amon's clinics can really help you look at some different areas that you may have neglected. And I certainly would have never thought that mold was going to be an issue for me, but I'm so glad that I found it and got rid of it. Let's go to Shanae in Dallas, Texas. KWRD is the station. Hi there, Shanae. How are you?
Hi, you guys. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good.
I have a question. I am a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner student. I'll be graduating in a few weeks. And I just have a question for Dr. Amon. How do I incorporate the holistic approach to caring for my patients? I know that I'll be on my own pretty soon, and I just want to care for them holistically, whether it's making sure that iodine levels are above normal and thyroid and, you know, those things.
So, Shanae, I love that question. So, as a psychiatric nurse practitioner, you are needed now more than ever. And I'm a huge fan of psychiatric nurse practitioners, especially if they have functional or integrative medicine training. We actually have a course called our Brain Health Coaching Certification course, where we teach professionals outside of Amon Clinics how to practice in the way we practice. Because, you know, I never wanted to sort of keep it and have it my own. I always wanted to share what I've learned. The end of mental illness is a great primer for you. And even though it's a very sophisticated program, I write at a sixth grade level, maybe because I'm a child psychiatrist and my wife tells me I often act like a child. But it's actually easy to understand. But if you go to AmonUniversity.com, you can learn about our professional training course. and it'll change the way you practice as a nurse practitioner, I promise you, and it'll help you be more effective.
Well, Shanae, I'm going to send you a copy of The End of Mental Illness. And Dr. Amon, before we close out the program, and let me mention, if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. So a lot of folks are struggling. They were hoping the coronavirus would go away, and then when it kind of resurges, there's a little bit of despair and frustration, more anxiety. What is something that a person could do if they're struggling in the midst of the coronavirus and they know that really is the reason things are so rough for them? What's something they could do?
Well, so many people are doing that. And when the pandemic happened for me, March 10th, I had a trip to New York canceled. I wrote down that night, mental hygiene is just as important as washing your hands. We need to disinfect our thoughts, kill the ants, the automatic negative thoughts. And basically, it's not one thing, but it's three things. If you want to be resilient through this, number one, you have to see this as temporary. It's not going to be permanent. It's going to go away. And I was in the Army for 10 years, and I knew I could be deployed for a year, 3 years, and it's all going to be okay. I'm going to come home. Mm-hmm. And so, one, it's temporary. And it's local. Yes, it's a global pandemic, but it's really happening in your community. What is it you can do to serve your local community and your local family to be better? Because you're modeling health or you're modeling illness. And I actually call this TLC, temporary local control. What is it you can control? Do those things. And what are the things you can't control? You need to let those go. So my little TLC formula has actually been found in research to enhance resilience. See, it's temporary, it's local, and you do have control, and I want you to be smart, because your best defense against COVID is your immune system. So take care of your health.
Mm. Well, I am so grateful you're on, and we're going to do another program right after this, and you can watch it on Facebook Live. We'll be there live, and then it'll air at another time. But also, if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. Now, you women that are married to a guy and you've never said you need to go get this taken care of, I would suggest for you to look into the Restore Workshop. But demand that he goes to every man's battle. You could say to him, I'm going to go to Restore. I'm going to hang in here with you. But you're going to have to get it taken care of, every man's battle. It's this Saturday. It's online. Never more accessible or affordable. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Intimacy in Marriage is July the 25th. Really excited about that. It's one of the best things we do here. Lose It for Life, August the 1st. And also every day I'm doing something on that on Facebook Live on my Going Deeper at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. A gift of any amount, and I will send you a copy of The End of Mental Illness. It really helps you see the brain as an entity separate and distinct from this whatever the mind is or the spirit or whatever. It really helps you look at it as an organ that needs to be treated and looked at in a totally different way than maybe you've ever thought of it before. I'll send that to you, a gift of any amount. And of course, when you join Club New Life, $30 a month, I send you the transformation packet with the Life Recovery Bible. 3 million Bibles have sold, and we'll get that to you. If you need some help or you could help us, 1-800 New Life. Thank you, Dr. Amon, Dr. Keffer. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.